From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business, with a network of 40,000 alumni worldwide, on the web at chicagogsb.edu.
Half-empty mugs litter every room of the house. There's a trail of discarded clothing from the entry hall to the bathroom. She's back. Before my daughter left for college, I was a wreck. Why didn't I prepare for this by forcing her to attend sleepaway camp or charm school? Her conversational skills with adults, at least the ones who raised her, seemed confined to monotones and eye-rolling. Plus, she dyed her hair orange right before her college interviews. I imagined admissions officers saying as they tossed her application atop the reject pile, "What kind of a home must this girl come from?" The college of her dreams must have gambled on a few orange-streaked grunters before, because she got in. That's when the separation anxiety began in earnest. I dreamed of a last idyllic summer together, storing up memories like squirrels stockpiling for the lean months ahead. But she wanted to fill up on her friends, not me. Like some nocturnal creature, she prowled with them until dawn, then holed up in her den at home. Nature has a way of making separation bearable by making a launching teenager unbearable. Still, I was heartsick at the thought of her looming departure. When my daughter actually went away, I walked around in a surreal daze of hollow aching for about 2 weeks. Then came the thrill of lower utility bills and uncluttered surfaces. Free from the tyranny of my daughter's vegetarianism, we once again indulged in meat. I no longer spent sleepless nights envisioning her dead in a ditch when she wasn't home by midnight. Out of sight, out of mind. Not so long ago, I vowed to keep the porch light burning always, a beacon to guide her safely home whether she was near or far. Now that she's back, I nag when she leaves the lights on. She just rolls her eyes. Surveying the trail of coffee cups and socks marking the path back home, I sigh. Reunion anxiety has begun in earnest. With a perspective, I'm Lori Golden.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.